in school, majority of the students were Filipino, and then it was also a mix of Chinese and Hispanic students, and probably a handful of African Americans. I never found it as a real problem being Filipino and assimilating into the mainstream cultures of the time. The only thing that actually did probably affected was if I were to speak Tagalog, or if I were to acknowledge certain things, or if I couldn't describe a word, but I knew what the word was in Tagalog, like, immediately, like, we would have fob moments. And so, growing up in elementary school and middle school, you're kind of just, like, unaware that subconsciously you begin to create this negative association with speaking Tagalog. And for a lot of us growing up, and even up until now, we tend to suppress that knowledge of our the Philippines. Unfortunately, it is what it is, but I feel that it wasn't up until college that this kind of almost rebirth in cultural diversity, being Filipino, regained a sense of pride through classes that Kapo Bayan offers here at Skyline. Living in Daly City, you had to assimilate in order to be socially accepted. And so, to a certain degree, I did suppress my cultural pride in being Filipino. However, it's not that I didn't really suppress it per se. It was just more of like, you know, I'll always acknowledge that. However, to a certain point, like, you have to kind of almost cover it, so to speak, in order to be socially accepted, because the culture in Daly City is kind of almost really interesting, but also weird at the same time. It's because you have to really conform to the mainstream. It's really basically whether you're going to be socially accepted or not. Of course, you'll always find that certain niche, but however, in high school, you always want to be, like, you know, associated with the quote-unquote popular kids, and, you know, that was probably the one-way ticket to have that social interaction amongst your peers.